Boys, let's make some picks. All right, Missile, before we get this thing fired up, remind the fine folks where we set in our standings.
Oh, gladly. First place is the Missile. 9-6 on the season, 1-2 in the locks. The T&W Tire Locks of the Week. Mark and Dusty tied for second and third at 8-7 overall. And 1-2 in the T&W.
It's just second, okay?
Second and third. At 1-2 in the T&W Tire Locks of the Week. And Jake Trotter's 5-10, 1-2 in the T&W Tire Locks of the Week. Last week, I went 3-2, and Mark went 3-2. Dusty went 2-3. Trotter went 1-4. You guys ready?
We are ready. I think Mark gets to start this off because Mark had the best record, and he hit his first T&W Tire Lock of the Week. So, Marcus, floor is yours, sir. Where do you want to start? Oklahoma or Oklahoma State?
Let's start with the OU game. I'm going to take Army plus 30.5. I think that Army's got enough to score a couple touchdowns in the game. I think that it's going to be probably raining, maybe wet, for sure. So I like the points. Give me Army plus 30.5.
The line has officially jumped to 31.
Thank you.
So you get an extra half point.
All right.
Gobble, gobble, Missile.
I'm going to go with the Sooners minus the 31. I just don't think Army is going to be able to score enough. I do believe OU's run defense has improved a lot. Army might score a little bit, but OU's offense is also pretty good, and I don't think Army's going to be able to stop it at all. So I look for OU to win easily and cover the number.
That's kind of where I'm at with it, Missile, is, you know, the one thing we saw last week, we saw bad tackling, but we saw it from the corners. Now, against the option, you're going to have to tackle out on the perimeter. So those guys will be put to the test, but it's a different type of challenge, a different type of matchup. I also look at the fact that this Army team went to Duke week number one and got beat by 20. Now, we saw Duke's a pretty good team going into Baylor, but it's not this OU team. And I think this defense probably looks at that tape, and they did not like what they saw. I think that they'll play better. I don't love this, but I would rather take Oklahoma minus the 31 and say that they're going to cover the number. Marcus, Oklahoma State is a 14-point favorite. What you got?
Do we have Mark? I'll take over first on this one. I'm just really excited. Mark's nervous, so I'm really excited about this game. Man, this one, it's tough for me, though, but OSU is just own Tech. So I look at this, I think OSU is just going to blow them out. I think last week is kind of a fluke for Tech, and I know it's tough to pick a team coming off a big game like that, as OSU played so well, but I think this team's a legit Big 12 contender, and I don't look at Tech that way, so I will lay the points with the Cowboys.
Attaboy, Missile. That's where I'd have gone for Mark.
Oh, man. I mean, it's I'm right on the fence with him. You know what, though? I did not back the Cowboys last week, and it burned me. I'm not going to do it again this week, right? And I've seen Texas Tech play live, and they got beat by 20. I think this Oklahoma State team better than that Ole Miss team. And that was a neutral site. This game's in Stillwater. I think they may be a little bit sleepy early, but as this game progresses, Oklahoma State pulls away. I don't love it being at 14. But I'll take Oklahoma State minus the points.
So we agree on both state games. Let's go ahead and make our T&W Tire of the Week.
Sponsored by T&W Tire. They offer 24-hour road service and a variety of other services to get your vehicle back on the road where it belongs. The Lock of the Week on WWLS, the sports animal.
There's one thing I like, Dusty. It's picking against a team after a big win. This time I'm going to go in Louisiana. I like the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs plus the 20 against LSU. I just think LSU might come out a little flat. And I also think their offense, they're not going to score enough points to really cover this number. And Louisiana Tech can score. I look at it as something like 34-24 LSU. So I got the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs plus the 20 as my T&W Tire Lock of the Week.
Well, I went with the Mean Green last week, and it really paid dividends. I believe, by the Huttman's words, it was a master lock, and the outright winner was correct as well. I'm not going to go far away from Denton, the county that my family and myself hail from, and a good friend of the show, Mr. Seth Luttrell is the head coach. I think his star is rising. It will continue against Liberty this week. Interesting. I understand, you know, after a big win, we expect, you know, them to come back down to reality a little bit, maybe high on their own supply, feeling good about themselves in Denton all week. But I think Seth's got this team focused. Mason Fine is a baller. And at only 12.5, I think that they cover the two touchdowns. So I want UNT, give me the Mean Green, minus 12.5 against Liberty for my T&W Tire Lock of the Week.
All right, my next pick, I got to go to the Pac-12. Maybe this week has a lot of terrible games. There's New Mexico State, UTEP. That might be the worst of the worst. Texas State, UTSA, that's another game between two bottom 10 teams. Baylor, Kansas for the battle for the worst in the Big 12. And now the battle of the Pac-12, the worst in the Pac-12. Oregon State hosting Arizona. Mm-hmm. Kevin Sumlin, this is all part of his plan.
We got to create the most intimidating atmosphere in the Pac-12 so people don't want to come to the desert and play.
But the problem is that's not going to happen. I think Oregon State might win this game outright. I got the Beavers plus the 5.5 as my pick this week. Arizona's just a bad team.
You're taking the Beavers plus 5.5 for your T&W Tire Lock of the Week?
That's not my Lock of the Week. That's my pick. Louisiana Tech's my T&W Tire Lock of the Week.
Oh, Louisiana. Okay, that's your pick. I'm sorry.
Right, yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's just a pick. Mark Rogers, though, we have not heard your OSU pick or your T&W Tire Lock of the Week. You got scared on us?
What happened, dude?
I apologize. There's some technical difficulties here at the in-home studio, but everything's good now. I've kind of want to go against OSU. I did last week, and it cost me because I just don't know that they're going to cover every week. But I think OSU's defense is much better, so I'm going to take the Cowboys minus the 14.
All right, let's hear your T&W Tire Lock of the Week.
Okay, T&W Tire Lock of the Week. I will also give one for Woody at T&W Tire. He lost last week after going 2-0 the first couple weeks, but he's got Clemson on the road against Georgia Tech, a game that Dusty is going to witness. And my T&W Tire Lock of the Week is Maryland, minus one. Maryland had a gaffe last week against Temple, team that Dusty's got tonight. But I think that they'll only have to win the game this week against Minnesota by one. Minnesota, their freshman quarterback, may or may not play in this game. They're pretty depth-shy at that position. So I am going with Maryland, minus one, for my T&W Tire Lock of the Week.
Very nice. Hey, this Tulsa game continues to come down. I told you guys yesterday, Tulsa was the side. It was 7.5. Now it's down to 6.5. I think that number is going to keep coming down as that game approaches tonight. For my next pick, I'm going to go Stanford. I like the Cardinal. It could be a close game. I just think they get out of Eugene with a victory. Bryce Love's going to be healthy. Stanford's getting an offensive lineman back for this game. Their center's going to rejoin them. And their defense has really played lights out so far this year. I think Justin Herbert, he's a good quarterback, 13 touchdowns, second in the FBS, and touchdowns accounted for. And when he's in, that offense is a little bit different. But they haven't played anybody. I mean, they've had such a cupcake, easy schedule. The level of physicality is going to be so ratcheted up. And I just don't think Oregon can match what Stanford's going to do at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So I think Stanford goes into Eugene and gets the win. Give me Stanford minus two for my next selection. Marcus?
Okay, I told you that I was going to make a couple picks in the pros, and so I'm going to do that because I think the college card is not good this week. There is a situation that I'm going to use this week. And there are two teams that have this situation. So I think you get a little bit of value in teams that have not played at home after 2 weeks. The teams that have played on the road the first couple weeks of the season, there are two of them. One is Seattle. The line moved on this game from Dallas minus one to Seattle minus 1.5. And I know that the Seahawks haven't looked very good, but this is the NFL. Things change from week to week. And I think the Seahawks are going to find a way somehow to beat the Cowboys in their home opener. So I like the Seahawks minus 1.5.
All right, my last pick. I'm going to the Big Ten. There's a team that I think is not very good that I can pick against this week, and that's the Michigan State Spartans. And also, I talked to the head coach of Indiana, the Hoosiers, and Tim Allen. Here's what he had to say.
I don't care what the scoreboard says. At the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
They're getting 5.5, and to be winners, you just got to cover. Give me
that
the Indiana
like
Hoosiers.
That sounds like Gene Hackman.
I don't care what the scoreboard says. At the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
Tim Allen, Indiana head coach.
If he, if he sounds that much like Gene Hackman in the state of Indiana, they're probably going to, I mean, make him the governor.
Yeah, that's Hackman in Hoosiers.
In Indiana.
That's a Hoosiers quote. It's a Hoosiers quote.
I like Dennis Hopper was pretty good in that movie too, Marcus.
He liked to drink.
He's a bit of a drinker. I think he passed out by a creek in one scene.
Uh-huh.
I think they found him half naked by a
dangerous,
creek.
Man. If I'm going to pass out, I want to pass out on high, dry ground.
yeah, I think that's right. I'm going to TCU. Is that's a field goal, correct?
Don't do it. No.
It's a field goal.
No.
Don't do it.
Huh?
Don't do it.
You tell me stay away, Mark?
Don't do it.
3.5.
What do you mean don't do it? You know what? 3.5. Oh, I don't want to do that. I can't do that. 3.5 points. Marcus, you got your final pick. Go ahead, because I'm going to change my mind if it's 3.5. Go ahead.
Same situation. Houston Texans first two games on the road, and they play pretty tough competition at Tennessee and New England. So people are going to be naturally down to the Texans at 0-2. This is their first home game. They're playing the woeful New York Giants, and Eli Manning, who will at least throw one touchdown pass to someone from in a Houston Texans uniform, maybe two. So give me the Texans -6.
Texans -6. Okay. I can get down with that. Mark, I'm going to go to Friday night. And though I don't know if I love this, I just don't believe in USC. And I called this game last year. I called the upset last year, and it was an upset. Now, I don't know if they win this game, but give me Mike Leach and give me the Washington State Cougars getting 5 points at USC on Friday night. Again, Washington State, I'm not saying that I'm in love with them, but, man, that, I think that game that happened down in Austin last week was a lot more about USC than it was about Texas. So I will fade the Trojans, and I'll take the 5 points with the Cougars on a short week.
All right, Spinozzi is going to make his TNW Tire Lock of the Week tomorrow. Did you learn anything today, Spinozzi, on the locks?
Well, I learned a lot from you boys, and I also learned a lot from our friend in the desert.
Are you contemplating anything?
No, I was. Look, I made the dumbest pick I've ever made in my life last week, and I made it on Monday. I came jump flying out of the gate, and on Monday demanded to take the Maryland Terrapins, who were a double-digit favorite, and got punched in the face by Temple. So that was the worst pick of all time. But I'm getting on North Texas. I'm going where Dusty's going.
They are the steam train rolling over the point spread so far this season.
That is a great pick.
Incarnate Word game against them.
Fly, baby, fly.
Why are they playing at Liberty? I don't understand that.
Probably because it's another place they're going to have to go on the road and win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some place where they can go on the road and win.
They're going to get a nice road victory and be feeling good about themselves. By the way, they also won the road last week to Fayetteville and got a nice win, Mark.